www.harunyahya.com.
The Quran, a manifestation of Allah's mercy. The Quran is Allah's generous gift to humanity, a great manifestation of His name, the All-Merciful, Most Merciful. The Quran is the main source from which people will learn about the true religion. The Quran is the word of Allah, who created the universe from nothing, has perfect knowledge of everything, and has infinite mercy. The Quran is a blessing from our Lord. I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan. A revelation from the All-Merciful, the Most Merciful, a book whose verses have been explained in detail for people who know as a Quran in Arabic, Surah Fussilat, verse 2 and 3. On that day we will raise up among every community a witness against them from among themselves and bring you as a witness against them. We have sent down the book to you, making all things clear and as guidance and mercy and good news for the Muslims. Surah An-Nahl, verse 89. We have brought them a book elucidating everything with knowledge as guidance and a mercy for believers. Surah Al-A'raf, verse 52. Allah, in a great manifestation of His mercy, sent down books to teach people, explain His decrees, and reveal Himself to them. Through His own words and wisdom, He showed them what they did not know. When these holy books were corrupted, He sent new messengers and revealed that the Quran would be protected until the Day of Judgment. The Quran is Allah's last divinely revealed book, and Allah's protection of it's the mercy to humanity. I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan. Nor can you say, if the book had been sent down to us, we would have been better guided than they were. For a clear sign has come to you from your Lord, and guidance and mercy. Who could do greater wrong than someone who denies Allah's signs and turns away from them? We will repay those who turn away from our signs with the worst kind of punishment because they turned away. Surah Al-An'am, verse 157. The Quran's simple and clear style enables everyone to understand its perfect wisdom. Therefore, they can learn from the Quran's contents by reading and understanding the wisdom within the Quran concerning life in this world and the hereafter. I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan. We have sent down to you a book containing your reminder, so will you not use your intellect? Surah Al-An'am, verse 10. And we have not omitted anything from the book. Surah Al-An'am, verse 38. The Quran, which contains clear truths and is a sure guide to the straight path, reveals the truth's knowledge on every truth that Allah revealed to Prophet Muhammad, may Allah bless him and grant him peace. Therefore, those who live by the Quran and the Prophet's sayings will obtain Allah's mercy and guidance. I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan. This Quran guides to the most upright way and gives good news to the believers who do right actions that they will have a large reward. Surah Al-Isra, verse 9. This is clear insight for humanity and guidance and mercy for people with certainty. Surah Al-Jathiyah, verse 20. Those who choose the Quran and our Prophet's way, may Allah bless him and grant him peace, will lead a life that is not like that of the unbelievers. For example, they are not anxious, discontented, fearful, worried, despairing, pessimistic, or overcome by panic in difficult situations. They always conform to Allah's decrees, regardless of the surrounding circumstances. Their every decision, word, and action indicates that they follow the Quran's moral teachings. As a result, they always have a clear conscience and experience the ensuing spiritual contentment, well-being, and joy that Allah, in His mercy, grants those who live according to the Quran's moral teachings. I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan. O humanity! Admonition has come to you from your Lord, as well as healing for what is in the breasts and guidance, and mercy for the believers. Surah Yunus, verse 57. The Quran has been sent to all humanity, but it guides to the straight path only for those who fear and respect Allah and who believe in the hereafter. It is a proof of His compassion for His sincere servants. I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan. Am I to desire someone other than Allah as a judge, when it is He who has sent down the book to you clarifying everything? Those to whom we have given the book know it has been sent down from your Lord with truth, so on no account be among the doubters. Surah Al-An'am, verse 114. On that day we will raise up among every community a witness against them from among themselves, and bring you as a witness against them. We have sent down the book to you, making all things clear, and as guidance and mercy and good news for the Muslims. Surah An-Nahl, verse 89. Those are the signs of the wise book, guidance and mercy for the good doers. Surah Luqman, verse 2 and 3. O humanity, admonition has come to you from your Lord, and also healing for what is in the breasts, and guidance and mercy for the believers. Surah Yunus, verse 57. Allah tells us that the Quran is a book of counsel for all people, a guide to the straight path for sincere believers who respect His power, and a book that contains sublime wisdom and gives true knowledge of the path and the future. Its incomparable style pierces the veil that hides the human propensity for error. Since it is eternally valid, all believers are determined to follow its decrees, and the prophets, may Allah bless him and grant him peace, example. The Quran is Al-Furqan, the distinguisher between right and wrong, truth and falsehood. I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan. Right guidance has become clearly distinct from error. Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 256. Therefore, believers do not try to find a middle road between its moral teachings and a life of ignorance. They follow only the truth, the Quran. Knowing that the Quran manifests His name, All Merciful, Most Merciful, and thus proves His endless mercy toward all people, they obey Allah's command to cling to its moral teachings. I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan. So hold fast to what has been revealed to you. You are on a straight path. It's certainly a reminder to you and to your people, and you will be questioned. Surah Al-Zukhruf, verse 43-44.